Cool. It's Stoner Morning Show.
Hey, this is Sean Wickens from Stoner Morning Show. We were off last week, but we're back for the week of 420. We have two mini interviews this episode. First, we speak with Christine Marie, who joins us from Chicago, talking about some of her recent pandemic artistic endeavors. I talk to my good friend, Stark Kendall, who goes into his very recent culinary adventures. And for the recent 420 celebration, my buddy Jake Eunice and I hosted a communal Zoom stoner fest. So I include a small clip of that conversation. Hopefully that'll be fun to listen to. To be honest, I really did get so stoned that I had to lay down, which doesn't always happen to me. I'm pretty good about knowing my limits. Please do enjoy. And on a sincere note, if you're listening to this, even if you're not listening to this, we all hope that you're coping with this well. And if you're really feeling the grind, hopefully you're reaching out to loved ones and loved ones are reaching out to you. I don't know why we always put the pressure on the people who need to be reaching out. We should all be, you know, reaching out to each other. It's all of our responsibility. Anyway, have fun and smoke them if you got them.
Hey everybody, wake up, it's time for Stoner Morning Show. Sit back, relax, smoke them if you got them. And now, Stoner Morning Show.
And hey, what's up? I'm on the phone with Christine Marie, calling from outside of Chicago, or in Chicago, right?
Yeah, in Chicago.
And how is your neighborhood doing? How are you doing, and how is your neighborhood doing?
I am honestly doing pretty good. I've been poor a very long time, and so I was ready.
Yeah.
And my building, everybody knows that, you know, we're all sharing the same air. We all live here, so we've been helping each other out a whole lot, and that's been wonderful.
Yeah.
And then really, as you go around this particular neighborhood, there is a lot more security. There is lines, letting only like one or two people in a store at a time. Mm-hmm. Everybody's wearing a mask. You get really strange looks if you don't.
I haven't heard much about Chicago in the news. I mean, lately I've only been hearing about like all of California and New York City and New Orleans, but it's good that Chicago is chilled out,
well,
I suppose.
To an extent, in the political arena of who's being like, you know, the good matriarch. In New York, you have Cuomo. I call it Cuomo Theater. I watch my stories every day.
I haven't even watched a single one. I've read up on his, you know, that's good. Cuomo stories.
Without the sound.
Oh.
Without the sound, he and his brother, I assure you, are doing classic vaudeville.
I definitely will, yeah.
The justice, I'm going to use that as a vocab word.
Sure.
The justice between the two of them, whether they're doing individual conferences or they're talking to each other, you can tell what's happening at any point.
Gesticulomos, maybe. Gesticulation nomos for Cuomos.
There you go. There you go. But our not exactly our equivalent to the Italian patriarch is we have Lori Lightfoot, who is, you know, from the old school of politics here.
Right.
You know, she was next to be crowned, but also people are not even just memeing her. People have full cutouts in their yards of her shutting stuff down.
Oh, wow.
And it's very funny.
She's a folk hero.
It's very funny.
She's a folk hero now.
She is.
Yeah.
Very much.
I have kind of a funny story. I don't know about funny. It's in a way like a quarantine magic story, because my girlfriend and I are
in the Gulf Coast. We're currently living with her parents and kind of a long sort of random trip that was pre-planned before all of this happened. And now we're sort of stuck here. Anyway, within the first week of us being here, my girlfriend found out that her best friend from high school lives across the street from her parents' new house. And they didn't know for the last like 4 months.
Oh, wow.
My girlfriend was just out in the front yard and she saw somebody across the street. She was like, that looks like my friend Jenny from high school. And sure enough, it was. So a magical reunion that happened just by sheer luck.
There are so many magical reunions that are not even luck. And I'm saying that as my hippy dippy self.
Mm-hmm.
Since this quarantine, I've talked to friends from China. I talked to Germany every single day. I've reunited with so many people that I haven't had a chance to talk to.
Yeah, it is an opportunity to make the best of our situation.
So I had one very important Zoom call to make. I put on makeup and I came in the bedroom to change my clothes. And my fiance says, oh, you're changing your underwear for a Zoom call? And I said, they're my second underpants.
Right.
And he goes, there's no good reason for you to wear second underpants. That's not. And I said, I just wanted to change my clothes without having been in a shower in between.
Yeah, I'm on your side. It's all about the mental difference that the new underpants brings.
But it's the phrasing of second underpants that I understand is the problem. We were in New Jersey one time, and you see everywhere a sign that says lunch special. You know what a lunch special is.
Right.
You don't know what a special lunch is.
Ooh.
That's different.
Yeah. I might try unshowered second underpants later today just to give myself that experience, you know?
Yeah, no, I highly recommend it.
I have what a lunch special is, or I mean, a special lunch.
Special lunch?
Yeah. A special lunch is when you just go out to lunch and you randomly reunite with a friend that you hadn't seen in like years. That's a special lunch. Maybe.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Or maybe just finding $20 on the ground under your table. That's a special lunch. What kind of new art are you working on? Because I saw that you've been posting some new stuff to Instagram. New art or any older projects that you now have time?
Sort of a new old thing. And so I am co-producer of the Yippie Fest, which is we're in our fourth year, but it is an offshoot of a festival called the Abbie Hoffman Died for Our Sins Festival. And somehow I suspect most of your listeners will know who that is.
Probably, yeah. It's an easy Google or an easy Wikipedia.
It's an easy Wikipedia.
Yeah.
We are doing an online collaborative project called the Pigasus Project, because that's our mascot. We're going to open it to 9 different categories, and you can submit whatever it is that inspires you from this prompt, whether it's a baseline, whether it's a chorus, whether you glue garbage to other garbage. I know, because I've been gluing pistachio shells to stuff and making flowers. So you can do anything here. But the idea is that everybody builds upon what there is.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing goes in the way it came out. Same, and vice versa.
Cool. And where can people submit?
There will be at yippiefest.com,
mm-hmm.
which the applications for the festival are open now. We are accepting.
Is that two P's? Two P's and an I-E?
Two P's. Two P's, I-E.
Mm-hmm.
F-E-S-T.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much, Christine. Hopefully we'll have some Stoner Morning Show representation in the Yippie Fest. Stay chill.
That would be excellent.
Cheers to you.
Great talking. Cool.
At the open, I did speed painting, which went over pretty well. And then you gotta do something like visual. Like, because it's just, it's not the same as, like, when you're telling, when I'm just, like, at an open mic or doing a performance where I got a crowd in front of me, like, the jokes that I'm writing, I don't want to test those out on, like, the internet. I want to do those in front of an audience.
Exactly. But, yeah. Have you watched, anyone watched the evolution of Trevor Noah's The Daily Show? I've started to feel that, like, his own mental illness, because I suffer from mental illness. Like, I can see, like, the jokes get a different quality, and not having an audience, like, really affects certain people in delivery, and it's a total train wreck when people need a call and response, and hearing feedback, and not hearing your jokes land completely changes the format of shows. I don't want to watch a Zoom HBO show, you know?
Yeah, and there's an app now that's, like, making mini 10-minute shows, trying to sell original. It's called, like, Quickbee or something like that. Have you heard of it?
It's like Quibi?
Something like that. And they're making, like, original content only, and they're, like, it's, like, 10 minutes long, and it's made where you can only watch it on a smartphone or tablet.
Yeah.
And it's like, who the fuck, I you know,
they're bullies.
I don't want that.
I acknowledge that I watch films maybe in 30, 45-minute bursts, even though I'm, like, studying them. But a 10-minute burst, I don't want to write content that is meant to only be seen in 10 minutes unless it's a good comedy sketch.
Yeah. But then I do Instagram story constantly, and, like, I do jokes in that, but it's not... It's
existential. You're literally performing in a vacuum.
One and done. It's easy to do one and done. Just do one joke and then it's done.
Gavin, your FX are on fleek.
Thanks.
He's making me hungry.
Yeah, talking to you.
Real heart, yo. Real heart.
It's sunny where Jay is. Stoner 607.
I started Master Class, that online thing. Someone gave me a gift of it. It's like 180 bucks. And I'm doing the Aaron Sorkin one. And have you guys ever wanted to do that?
The writing one.
When it first started, I think Steve Martin was doing one that I wanted to
do. Yeah, they're all on there. I got Spike Lee, David Lynch. And there's, like, graphic design, cooking. But so I started doing it, and, like, it's just a whole bunch of fucking videos. There's no coursework. There's no further reading or watching the films that they're talking about. It's basically 35 videos of Aaron Sorkin. He goes back to Aristotelian concepts and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like you're getting... Only you get to listen to Spike Lee talk his real shit for 35, 10 minutes. Videos.
Oh, yeah. They make it exclusive sounding.
Am I doing it? Yeah. But it's not. It is. You know? It's not.
I was curious if they, like, made you, like, if they gave you homework or anything.
I wanted homework. There's no homework.
No homework.
I've attempted some cross-stitching, but it's not, it hasn't been turning out very good. And I've just... busy kind of stuff.
All right. Here we are with Star Kendall.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
It's such a pleasure to hear your, I will say, probably the sexiest voice we've had on this show thus far.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you rub your chest when you said that?
I did. Yeah. It helps. The resonators kind of activate when you rub your chest and you say that.
I also just know your mannerisms, you know. So tell me about your, it's flour tortillas you've been making, right?
Yeah, just recently. I saw some friends doing it on Facebook and I was like, well, I want to, that seems, that's cool. And then it reminded me of how much I love flour tortillas. Yeah, they were rolling out the dough with, like, an empty Tito's vodka bottle. So It's incredibly simple, which really easy. I didn't realize it's just simple ingredients. It takes no time for the dough to form, and then you just roll them out and heat them up for about a couple of minutes on each side. That's, I think, what I was amazed about, was that it was, I had found that it was so easy to make, and I was like, why did I never think to do this before? So, but I just, I love a good, I worked at a Mexican restaurant years ago, back in Texas. And, you know, there they had the machine that would like flatten them and heat them up. And so I always remember having fresh tortillas from there. So that's kind of why, when I realized how easy it was, because it's just flour and a little bit of water, some oil, and then a little bit of salt. And then that just mixes into that dough. Let it sit for a little bit and then cut them up, roll them out, a minute on each side, and you've got fresh tortillas. So,
wow. Well, when I'm back in New York, yeah, definitely I'll come over.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm making these all the time for myself. I made some for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I will definitely, you know, make you up a batch.
I forced that invite. I just felt like you, it sounded so fun hearing your line item recipe. I was reading between the lines and hearing it.
I was selling it to you. Yeah, I was like, give me the chance to, you know, because I want to pull, I want people to politely ask me for them first. So,
oh yeah. How many do you make? How many do you make in one outing?
About eight is what I guess the regular batch makes. So of just a couple of cups of flour, we'll do about eight tortillas.
Well, I guarantee that you're inspiring some folks listening to this at home right now to venture off into their first, you know, homemade tortilla.
Yeah, do it. It's really, you probably already have all the ingredients. And if you don't, like, next time you can go out, go pick up some whatever you need, flour or oil or whatever, or butter.
And
yeah, definitely.
Have these been breakfast, lunch, and dinner tortillas or strictly dinner?
I have used them at all different meal times and stuff. So yeah,
yum.
You know, like, ooh, a little hungry. Let me just bite on a tortilla. So.
You can even do dessert, some Nutella.
Yeah, you could. I hadn't done that yet. Yeah. So maybe the next batch.
Maybe some peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, if those are a combination that you like. Some bananas.
Yeah, anything. They would go good with anything. Yeah, so.
I give this interview 4 yums. Eight yums, fuck it.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, what else have you been doing in your time in Brooklyn? I miss being in New York. It is weird not being there.
I bet. Yeah, I wondered about that. Like the different kind of, just the landscape and the bit more space, I guess you have.
Yeah. Down here, I rode my bike to a liquor store to buy some bottles of wine, and the guy behind the counter had a bandana on, and I really thought that guy may have held up the place, and I just walked in right at the end, and then he just sort of like, you know, oh, welcome, yeah, oh, I'll take your money, wine recommendations, sure, right over here, sir, you know. But yeah, that's my quarantine story.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I think with the bandana, folding it enough times is the key to make it not look like like a bank robber.
Like, yeah, like a bandit. All right, well, God bless Texas forever. What do they say in Texas?
I mean, howdy. I mean, yeah. Although that's just to say hello. But
remember the Alamo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we say that. That's usually how we end everything, is remember the Alamo. So.
All right, well, I'll talk to you soon. And
yeah, man.
Thanks for these tortilla chips, or tips. Tortilla.
Yeah,
tips.
Man. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I got to do it now, don't I?
You can, or you can wait. It doesn't, you know.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like that flexibility. All right.
When you're in the mood, man, yeah. that's the thing. When you're in the mood, then you have the skills to make that happen. That's the key.
All right. Food segment. We did it.
Okay, cool.
This has been another excellent episode of Stoner Morning Show. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media at Stoner Morning Show. Tell your friends. And puff puff pass.